welcome today's contestants. An artist and performer from Los Angeles, California, Sanda Kim. A social studies educator from Royal Palm Beach, Florida, Christopher Cartagena. And our returning champion, a program development director from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Mackenzie Jones, whose six-day cash winnings total $162,403. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have you noticed Mackenzie is starting to adopt some of James Holzhauer's mannerisms? Well, now, a gutsy, big wager on a daily double on yesterday's program and a correct response in Final Jeopardy helped make her a six-time champion. Can she make it seven in a row? We'll find out as she faces Sonda and Christopher. Welcome, players. Good luck. Here we go. Let's get right to it with these categories in play. The Constitution says... Aha. Geography. Whose number one album? Inchword. Inchword. I-N-C-H coming up in each correct response. Distill Crazy. After all these years, still crazy. Mackenzie.
Whose number one album? 200.
1999. Baby, One More Time. Sonda.
Who is Britney Spears?
Correct.
Inchword, Inchword, 200.
This kitchen measurement should come out to about 1/16 of a teaspoon. Mackenzie.
What is a pinch?
Pinch is right.
Inch for four?
It follows lead pipe in an idiom for something that is a certainty. Christopher.
What is a cinch?
Cinch, yes.
Constitution says for 200.
The Sixth Amendment grants the right to a speedy and public this. Mackenzie.
What is a trial?
Good.
Constitution four.
Patents and copyrights are authorized to promote the progress of science and useful these. Sonda.
What are technologies?
No. Mackenzie or Christopher? Useful arts. Mackenzie, your
Constitution
turn.
Constitution 6.
The president shall be this of the Army and Navy of the United States. Mackenzie.
What is Commander-in-Chief?
Right.
Constitution 8.
No person shall be one of these who shall not have attained to the age of 30 years. Christopher.
What is a senator?
Good.
Constitution says for 1,000.
No government official may accept a present or this type of compensation from a foreign state without Congress's okay. Sonda.
What is an emolument?
You are right.
Inchword 600.
Boris Karloff voiced this animated character in 1966. Christopher.
Who is a Grinch?
Grinch, yes.
Inch for 800.
The thick fur of this rodent helps it survive the cold temperatures that occur way up high in the Andes. And this beautiful little creature is the chinchilla. Christopher.
All right, whose album for 400, please?
In 2008 and 2009, on the Billboard 200 and Top Country Album charts, Fearless. Mackenzie.
Who is Taylor Swift?
She's the one.
Album 6.
1982 by this girl band, Beauty and the Beat. Mackenzie.
Who are the Go-Go's?
Yes.
Album 8.
1969, Green River, including the title song, and Bad Moon Rising. Christopher.
Who is CCR?
CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Yes.
Who's number one album for 1,000, please?
In 2019, this boy band, back on top with DNA. Mackenzie.
Who is BTS?
Nope. Sonda.
Who are the Backstreet Boys?
That's it.
Distill Crazy 200.
Cognac is this type of liquor that's distilled from wine. And you know it better as brandy. Brandy. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Sonda Kim is an artist and performer from Los Angeles, California, who has something in common with me. We both have Australian shepherds.
They're great dogs, yes.
What's yours' name?
Well, we were going to name him Hieronymus Bosch after the painter, but we thought that was a little long, so we abbreviated it to Hero.
Fun dogs.
Best dogs. I love them.
Okay, good. Christopher Cartagena from Royal Palm Beach, Florida. You were a big fan of Ken Jennings during his original run, and it almost caused a problem in your household.
It absolutely did, Alex. What happened was one time during a commercial break, I smelled something burning in the kitchen. It turned out that I was so quick to get back to the show that I put on the wrong burner and almost burned down the house.
Okay, good to have you with us.
Mackenzie Jones is our champion. She is from Oklahoma. Now, I want to hear about your grandmother, because if I remember correctly, your grandmother used to send you signed photographs of herself every year at Christmas. Was she in show business or something?
Oh, no. She was a PE teacher in Chicago. But she said that the greatest gift any of us could receive was being born into her family. So every year we would get two whatever grandchild love Katie McKenzie.
I love your grandma.
She's wonderful.
All righty. Sonda, you're in command of the board, young lady. Go ahead. Make a selection as we continue here.
I'm going to stick with Distill Crazy, please, for 400.
Kettle One puts fermented wheat through both column and pot stills to make this type of liquor. Mackenzie?
What is vodka?
Yeah.
After all these years, too.
Nearly 30 years passed between the end of Jerry Brown's second term as governor of this state and the beginning of his third one. Christopher?
What is California?
You got the right state.
Geography for 200, please.
Argentines call these islands east of their mainland Islas Malvinas. Christopher.
What are the Falklands?
Yeah.
Geography for 400.
Split between two nations, this most populous Caribbean island was named by Columbus. Christopher.
What is Hispaniola?
Yes.
Geography for 600.
Answer. Nearly double. There you go. You have the lead.
2,000, please.
All right. Along the Mediterranean, there's a French and an Italian this, Italian for coast.
What's Riviera?
You are right. 5,400, your total.
Geography for 800.
This 16,900-foot mountain peak in Turkey is the traditional landing site of Noah's Ark. Mackenzie.
What is Mount Ararat?
Right.
Geography, 1,000.
The river known as the Tsangpo in Tibet and the Dehang in northeast India has this name, meaning son of Brahma, when it joins the Ganges. It becomes the Brahmaputra. Back to you, Mackenzie.
After all these years, 4.
After nearly a decade of waiting, this author assures us the winds of winter is coming. There's an excerpt on his website. Christopher.
Who is George R.R. Martin?
Yep.
After all these years, for 6.
The Other Side of the Wind, made by this Citizen Kane legend who died in 1985, was finally completed and shown in 2018. Mackenzie?
Who is Wells?
Yes, Orson Welles.
Years 800.
Named for a nearby performance hall, this Manhattan deli served its last pastrami and closed in 2016 after 79 years of business. Mackenzie?
What is Carnegie Deli?
Yep.
After all these years, 1,000.
In 2006, after 15 years of construction, this city's big dig of roads and tunnels was completed. Sonda?
What is Boston?
Yep.
Distill Crazy, 1,000.
The best stills for gin are said to be made from this malleable elemental metal that strips away sulfur from the mix. What is copper? 3 clues left, Sonda.
Distill Crazy, 800.
Before bourbon is distilled, it is this crushed grain mix that can be sweet or sour. Christopher.
What is mash?
Mash is right.
Inchword for 1,000.
Jimmy?
The wheel of the chariot was secured by this ancient item, which in modern usage can refer to any integral part used to hold something together.
Mackenzie.
What is a linchpin?
That's it. And now the last clue. In Prohibition times, this 10-letter type of bootlegger made booze in illegal stills at night. Christopher.
What is a moonshiner?
You are right, and that adds to your lead. You're at 7,200. Sonda, though, is the one going first to start us in Double Jeopardy right after this. A good start for all three contestants, but our challenger, Christopher, has a fairly big lead. But, Sonda, here are the categories for Double Jeopardy for your selection. Pro bonobo work. Antonyms. Ancient Greek theater. Aptly named. That's so 500 years ago. And finally, playing real people. Sounds like show business to me. Where do we start?
bonobo work for 800.
The endangered bonobo can only be found in the wild in this country, also known as the DRC. Christopher.
What is the Democratic Republic of the Congo?
That's right.
Aptly named for 400.
In 1999, Sarah Blizzard joined the BBC as a presenter of this. Christopher.
What is the weather?
Yeah.
Aptly named for 800.
He was clocked at 27.8 miles per hour during a 100-meter race in 2009. Mackenzie.
It was Bolt.
Usain Bolt, yes.
Aptly named 12.
Don't be nervous. You know, Jules Angst was a professor in the department of this medical specialty at the University of Zurich. Dr. Angst? Psychiatry. Mackenzie.
Aptly named 16.
Guinness formerly listed Marilyn Vos Savant as the person with the highest score on a test of this. Mackenzie.
What is IQ?
IQ, we'll accept that. Intelligence?
Aptly named 2000.
This last name of best-selling novelist and non-fiction writer Francine is decidedly unpoetic. Because her last name is Prose. Francine Prose. Mackenzie.
Playing real people for 4.
In a 2019 film, Renee Zellweger channeled this legendary actress near the end of her life, performing in London. Sanda?
Who's Judy Garland?
Yep.
Playing Real People 800.
Here's Christopher Plummer with the clue.
I had faced questions years before from this notoriously tough interviewer, which helped me play him on film in The Insider.
And that famous interviewer was Mike Wallace. Sanda?
Let's go antonyms 800.
The opposite of voluntary. It precedes minimum in certain prison sentences. Christopher?
What is mandatory?
That's it.
Playing real people for 12?
Army Hammer played both Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss in this 2010 film. Mackenzie?
What is The Social Network?
Yes.
Playing real people 16.
Here's Bryan Cranston.
I tried to capture the contradictions of this blacklisted one-time communist who also loved being the highest-paid screenwriter in Hollywood.
Mackenzie.
Who is Trumbo?
Dalton Trumbo, right you are.
Real People 2000.
Ryan Reynolds does it for us now.
In the 2015 film Woman in Gold, I played Randy Schoenberg, the lawyer who finally got the Austrian government to return Nazi-looted art to the relatives of Adele Bloch-Bauer, whose portrait was painted by this Austrian known for his use of gold leaf.
Mackenzie.
Who is Klimt?
Gustav Klimt, correct.
500 years ago, 400.
On September 20th, 1519, this Portuguese captain led his 5-ship fleet towards South America without even using GPS. Christopher.
Who's Magellan?
Yeah.
500 for 800, please.
To protect inventors and their works, in 1474, the Senate of this Italian maritime republic enacted the first patent law. And that would be Venice. Christopher?
500 for 12, please.
As recorded by monks from 1485 to 1507, the leading cause of death for them was this disease of the lungs. Plague was third. Mackenzie?
What is tuberculosis?
Correct.
500 years ago, 1600.
Answer. Nearly double.
6,000.
Six it is. Here is the clue. One of the largest religious complexes ever built. This temple, dedicated to Vishnu, was mostly abandoned by 1431.
What is Angkor Wat?
You are right.
Ancient Greek theater for 4.
Greek drama in Athens largely began as part of festivals honoring this inebriating god. Christopher.
Who is Dionysus?
Yes.
Antonyms for 4?
It's the antonym of antonym. Christopher.
What is synonym?
Good.
Antonyms for 12?
Orwell. War is peace. Freedom is this. Freedom is slavery. Christopher.
Antonyms for 16?
In astronomy parlance, it's zenith's diametric opposite. Christopher.
What is apex?
No. Mackenzie, you're Sanda? What is nadir? Back to you, Christopher.
Antonym for 2.
A gigantic opposite of small. This adjective comes from the name of Pantagruel's dad. Sonda.
What is gargantuan?
Good.
Pro bono work for $1,600.
For some odd reason, bonobos at this famed Southern California Zoo clap while they groom each other. Mackenzie?
What is the San Diego Zoo?
Correct.
Pro bono, that one for $400. Oh.
Many primatologists think that bonobos are matriarchal, meaning these are in charge. Sonda.
We're mothers.
Mothers, females, yeah.
Pro bono work, 2000.
Bonobos were only defined as their own species in 1929, and not in a zoo or in the wild, but from a skull in this type of institution. And that would be in a museum. Less than a minute to go now, Sonda.
Ancient Greek theater, 1200.
In a precursor to Greek tragedy, this group that described and commented on dramatic action could have as many as 50 members. Sonda.
What are critics?
No. Christopher.
What is a chorus?
Chorus is right.
500 years ago for 2000, please.
The biggest artillery of the period may have been the great cannon that fired at this city during the 1453 siege. Correct response. What is Constantinople? Back to you, Christopher. Running out of time.
Ancient Greek for 16.
Answer. Daily bubble. All right. You have less than 50% of Mackenzie's total.
Let's risk 5,000.
Five it is. Here is the clue. Aristotle wrote about drama in his Poetics and used this word for the release of strong emotions brought on by a play.
What is tragedy?
Oh, no. What is catharsis? Catharsis. With that, you drop down to 5,000. Final Jeopardy category? Fast food. I love it. I love it indeed. Back for the clue in a minute.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
She's driven by a primal desire for meat, a lynx in the wild, and your cat. That's why there's meat-rich blue wilderness, because your cat is wild inside.
The Geico Gecko walks across this New York landmark. Forget about it. What is the Brooklyn Bridge? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Something very tasty, we hope, for Final Jeopardy. Fast food. Players, here's your clue. This sandwich was first sold in 1962 as an attempt to give the many Catholics of Cincinnati something to eat on Fridays during Lent. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Let's start with Sonda first. She had 4,400, was in third place, and her response was, what is fillet of fish? You are correct. And you will add how much money? 4,400, doubling your score to 8,800. Let's go to Christopher now. Had the 5,000. Did he come up with fillet of fish? He did indeed. And his response doubles his score and moves him up to 10,000. Now we come to Mackenzie. Couldn't be caught. Played a great game. 20,600. We're looking for fillet of fish. We get it. How much are you adding? 1205 only. That takes you up to 21,805. And that gives you a 7-day total of $184,208. Are you going to make it to 200,000 tomorrow? We'll find out, won't we? And you'll find out if you tune us in. Till then, so long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Masterclass. Subscribe to greatness at masterclass.com.
What I serve my family really matters.
Which is the only egg good enough for my family? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.